If they can't do it, makes us all the better, faster, stronger.
Richardson, the running back. They give it to him over the right side. Dives. He's in. Touchdown. Trent Richardson.
Weaver looking right corner of the end zone. Throws. Touchdown. Jordan Cameron. What a beautiful throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Reading the throw. He's going to go long. Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10-5. Touchdown. No doubt about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Yeah, we cut to the chase here today. Big, big news, which everyone who, unless they've been hiding out somewhere under some rock or in some hole, everyone knows what's going on here, and here in Berea, it's still buzzing, nationally buzzing. The Browns dropping about as big a bombshell as you can with the trade of Trent Richardson going to the Colts for a first-round pick. I didn't see that one coming. I'll be the first to admit that. My partner, Nathan Zagora, here. I know you didn't see it coming either, but
no.
We're going to address that during the course of this show. Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns, the man behind this move, primary person behind this move, is going to be on the show in a little bit to talk about it and answer the tough questions. The biggest question, which is Browns fans asking, has this team tanked the season?
Right, and Joe is going to be here. We will ask the questions that I think many of you fans want answered. And Joe Banner will answer those questions on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in just a few minutes. But we thought yesterday talking about Brian Hoyer was a big deal. Well, it is not a big deal relative to this news. And, you know, I know yesterday I was doing my Sirius show with The Miz, and I saw the tweet from Adam Schefter saying that Trent Richardson had been traded to the Indianapolis Colts for a first-round pick. And I was speechless. I literally was speechless in the middle of being on air on the radio. I know I texted you immediately. I texted a bunch of people. My phone was blown up. I was shocked. And, you know, your initial reaction, I think, is shock. It's how can this be happening? And,
right.
And then, you know, you settle in and you say, okay, how do you assess this? What are they trying to do? And clearly, this is a group, and we're going to get to hear right from the horse's mouth. I mean, Joe Banner is going to be on the show, and he'll tell you, but it says two things to me immediately. Number one, that they believe the NFL has changed so much, and there are certainly stats to back it up, that it is a quarterback-driven league and that running backs are secondary pieces that are not of primary importance. I mean, Aaron Rodgers won a Super Bowl, James Starks as his running back. The last team that – name a team – that has won a Super Bowl because of its running back in recent memory. And I don't think there is one.
I hear what people are saying, and I hear the outrage and the anger about Trent Richardson, a popular guy, a guy that people looked at and said he was, if he wasn't the face of the franchise, he was a face, a primary face of the franchise. And I get that, but he's a running back. And when you look at the value of running backs, if you take a seriously hard look at the NFL, you don't stake your hopes to that player. He is not going to carry you to where you want to go. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. You throw in the NFL to win. Quarterbacks win for you. Receivers are a big component there. There's four components. Those who throw it, those who catch it, those who rush that quarterback, those who cover those receivers. And you've got to have those four pieces. Right now, of those four pieces, we could say with any level of confidence, the Browns have one piece, and that's the pass rushing piece.
Correct. Correct.
They've got Joe Hayden, but need a lot more in the coverage end, or certainly at least one other someone dependable in the coverage end. And the quarterback thing is a huge question mark. A trade like this allows this team to realistically look toward 2014 and beyond with the idea that they can get that other piece in place or have a shot at it at what is supposed to be a very quarterback-rich draft. And while you don't get the specifics of that now from Joe Banner or anyone else, understandably, we can go there and we are going there in terms of the only thing that makes this make sense is if in 2014 they nail that guy, they get that guy, and then that guy nails it. That guy becomes the franchise quarterback that you don't know that you have.
So this, like I say, and you're exactly right. running backs are not valued. They felt a first-round pick next year was more valuable than a running back. They know they're going to get Deion Lewis back. There are free agent options like a guy like Ben Tate. There will be running backs in the draft. Joe Banner didn't make the picks in Philadelphia, but he was there and was part of an organization that drafted Brian Westbrook in the third round and LeSean McCoy in the second round. So he knows firsthand, not that he was responsible for those picks, but that he knows that it is possible to get a running back at that point. I think it says they feel that Trent Richardson wasn't a special enough player to warrant keeping at this point when they could get a first-round pick. And one thing I want to ask everybody who's upset, and I get it. I understand why people are upset. And we're going to ask Joe Banner about that. What do you say to the fans who spent their hard-earned money for season tickets in 2013?
And for Trent Richardson jerseys, just for the right, record.
Yeah, Browns absolutely. Jerseys. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah.
Or in a factor, I should say, in their fan thinking.
And I don't know if the Browns are going to do anything about that, like what Aaron Hernandez jerseys up in New England. I don't know. But I know that that's something that's being thought about. I know that that is, believe me, people who bought Trent Richardson jerseys, there are thoughts about how to deal with that from
that
this organization.
Their investment, yeah.
Right. And you know, what I would ask you is, what teams in the National Football League would not trade their starting running back today for a first-round pick? So just think about that, and we can talk about it. You can think about it. You can give me your answers. What teams in the NFL would not do that? I can think of two, maybe three. And then the other thing I would ask you is, when you think of who the great running backs in the NFL are right now, Adrian Peterson, LeSean McCoy, say Jamal Charles, Doug Martin, Ray Rice, etc., okay? The only one of those guys that I think could make a bad team good is Adrian Peterson, and he's proven it. LeSean McCoy was on a losing team last year. Ray Rice has never had to be on a losing team, but I don't think anybody was saying that was Ray Rice's team completely.
And he's a complimentary piece.
But he's very, very good.
He's a very good complimentary piece.
Doug Martin was all-world last year in Tampa Bay. Yep. They didn't go to the playoffs. They weren't a winning team.
Nope.
Jamal Charles is an all-world running back in Kansas City.
2-14.
2-14 last year. So it's a changing league, and it's a changing dynamic in the league. And I think those are the questions you need to ask yourself. So if you can get to the point where you agree with what I'm saying right now, and if you don't, that's fine too. And I know we're going to hear from you at 216-578-0850 throughout this show and at Browns_daily on Twitter. I believe me, I was on Twitter for about 90 minutes last night interacting with people.
I saw you. You had the boxing gloves on.
I was ready. I was going for it. And it's what I believe. And there are plenty of people around the National Football League. It's interesting. The reviews of the national media, I would say, are 2/3 to 1/3 that the Browns won this trade, regardless of what Trent Richardson does in Indianapolis. So think about that. Who wouldn't trade their running back right now for a first round pick in the NFL draft? And do good running backs make bad teams good? Or are they just good running backs on bad teams? And if the answer to those are maybe Adrian Peterson, maybe LeSean McCoy are held on to by their teams, and that no, a good running back doesn't make a bad team good, then why wouldn't you do this for the future and try to let these people mold the team in their image and follow what they believe
in? It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. I don't think the Colts – from the Colts standpoint, I don't think investing a first-round pick in a running back makes any sense at all. I mean, you could say, well, wait a minute. They have their franchise quarterback, and they do, or they should believe they do, in Andrew Luck. But in terms of the piece – that is missing from this, they're treating this as if they're just one piece away from a Super Bowl. And maybe they are, but that is why Jim Irsay got so excited about the chance of, hey, if we offered you a first-round pick, would you give us Trent Richardson? And if you're the Cleveland Browns, you got to say, hell yeah. You know, you absolutely do that, because the Browns don't have the quarterback piece. This is about the only way you could possibly get there when you look at the reality of either losing out the whole season, and I'm not sure that would happen, and Jacksonville's on the schedule. If we want to go there and say that that's the game that's going to be pivotal in terms of determining who has the top overall pick, and I'm still not sure that that's going to be the case, but you can't, and because of those variables, you need all the trade ammunition you can get, and this gives them that trade ammunition, number one. And number two, he's a collision back who is more than he is a nifty or explosive back. I mean, we've seen that in a season that was 900-plus yards, 17 games to get to 1,000 yards, two very mediocre, poor/mediocre games to start his second season. He's not on the field on third down. The Browns do not trust him to block in the most critical role that a back has on third down. They see Chris Obanaya as an equal receiver, and therefore, as a fullback, Chris Obanaya is on the field on third down instead of Trent Richardson. And you don't see vision. You don't see the special qualities that say, well, wait a minute, this guy isn't just any old running back. He's an amazing, incredible running back. And maybe amazing, incredible will be showing up in the future. But I haven't seen enough of it to tell me that this move was impossible to comprehend. I was surprised, and I wrote this for ClevelandBrowns.com, surprised but not shocked.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me, and all that makes sense to me. And remember this, the Indianapolis Colts went to the playoffs last year. Who was their running back?
Vic Ballard.
Vic Ballard is not one of the best running backs in the NFL. Again, you don't need a great running back to go to the playoffs in the NFL if you have the quarterback, and the Browns are trying to get the quarterback. Trent Richardson, you know, we went through yesterday, and it was kind of strange timing that we went through a lot of the stats about Trent Richardson that, you know, where he looks not as good as maybe the perception is. If Trent Richardson, and I get it from the fans' perspective, listen, you're pissed off because Trent Richardson, whether he is the kind of guy that can change the fortunes of a franchise or not, he was, at this point, the most recognizable player on the Browns. He was the guy who seemed to have the most upside on the Browns' offense. He was just drafted third overall in last year's draft. So I understand why people are upset. And I understand that Cleveland Browns fans are sick of hearing, well, next year we're building for the future. We're building for the future. We went through the 19 quarterbacks that have been here. The best with winning percentage was 2-2. So at
the
least
previous builders didn't have that didn't deliver competence. So that's understandable, but there is a new set of builders here. There are new architects in the building.
And all I would say is just you have to, whether you agree with it or you disagree with it, you have to admire the boldness of what they're doing, the conviction to their plan that they have clearly, and now it is up to them to execute on it. And obviously the jury will be out on whether or not this worked out for well. But this is the defining moment, and quite frankly, their futures in this building
are on the line,
based on what they did.
They have to be right here. I mean, it's bold to do this. But then you've got to be right. And what's frustrating for folks is you want to make an immediate judgment conclusion that this is the wrong thing to do. The only thing you can base this and judge this on is the potential that it gives you. Here's my question. Your question is, you know, which back wouldn't you trade? My question is simple. Tell me in 5 years who came out on top or who did the better job in this trade. And I'm willing to say right now that the answer will be the Browns from the standpoint of what they're set up to get out of this. For the Colts, this sounds like a here and now, living in the moment solution, 1 year solution for them, pretty much. I want to see over 5 years what you get out of this, because the Browns plan, the Browns end of this thing is based on that.
Right.
And they're in a position, again, theoretically, with the choices that are in place, if this draft has the quarterback quality that we believe it does, and that one of those QBs is going to be, and then they've got to pick the right one. There's a lot of variables and a lot of ifs, but you've got to be ready to go down that road and be all in to do that. This team is. And yeah, if you're a fan of a team, and it is frustrating to continually hear about next year or talk about next year, and it just drives you nuts, but you also, You need to take hope from something and somewhere. This legitimately gives you that, because the same people who are making this trade, the same people who put this idea together, they're the same people that brought in all those players and the 3-4 scheme and everything that is working on the defensive front. That's the one piece of the four key pieces that you have to have in this league that the Browns have gotten right. And it's a big piece, and they did that this offseason. So if you trusted their decisions on that and or trusting the results of that, you can trust I'm willing to give them the trust to go ahead and do this, but they've got to prove it. It's got to happen. They got to get the right guy, and it's got to take hold and launch this team. But my God, can you imagine what we'll be talking about come draft time?
It's certainly going to be a very exciting draft. And I just want to say this.
Yeah.
When we're on this show, okay, we're going to talk about this from a football perspective and a Browns perspective. And I know that you, in many cases, people say, listen, you guys are in the building. We've been very honest about this team, I would say, this entire season, and we're going to be very honest with you now. I do feel bad for people who have shelled out their hard-earned money for 2013 Browns season tickets, because you're not going to get what you thought you were paying for. I do believe that you will get more than what you thought you were paying for in the long term, and that's a tough pill to swallow. I feel bad for people who went to the game in week one and bought Trent Richardson jerseys for their children. Like, I get that, and I think the Browns will try to do something about that because they understand that side of things. But you have to know that the people here, Joe Banner, Mike Lombardi, Alex Shiner, Jimmy Haslam, the coaching staff, they believe that this move will set this team up to become the model of sustained success that they wanted to implement as soon as they got in here. And if you are on board with what they're having them here, then you got to at least, whether you like it or you don't like it right now, try to support what's going on, because this is a path that a lot of people around the NFL, and I know you guys are saying, well, you guys are in the Browns. We're going to talk to Adam Schefter today, and you can hear what Adam Schefter,
a national perspective,
has to say about it. And he's transparent because he works at ESPN. He's got to say what he truly believes, and you're going to get to hear from him. And you know what?
And I know Adam hasn't been doing much on a local basis, but talked with him this morning, and I know he's got a couple of hits between one and two, but he told me he'd come on within this hour, give us a call, and we're going to also at the bottom of the hour have a conversation with our roundtable. We're going to bring in Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon, get the voices of the Browns, get their perspective as well. And then in hour number two, Mark Craig from the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Yes, the Browns are playing a game Sunday against the Minnesota Vikings. I know it's taken, it's fallen lower and lower on the list of stories after the Richardson thing, the Hoyer thing, and now, there is a game that they're preparing for. So we'll talk with them about that. And somewhere along the line, we'll get Gerard Cherry in here and get his thoughts. All right, we're just getting this started. 216-578-0850. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, tweet us at Browns_daily. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and coming up next is Joe Banner, the CEO of the Browns. We can't forget that one. The CEO of the Browns.
You want to hear from him. He's coming on next.
He is coming on next.